Welcome to another episode of Kingdom Healing, where we discover the principles of what helps us to live our best life. This episode is based on being victorious by the power of the Spirit of God who resides in us. These episodes are designed to help us become citizens of the new order of the Kingdom of Heaven. We will understand that we should not allow ourselves to be manipulated by the advances of the world system. These principles will help us as kingdom citizens not to be controlled by negative thinking. Gone are the days of wringing our hands over our problems, tribulations, and hardships. Gone are the days of winning without fighting. Welcome, welcome, welcome to your new life, where you, as the listener, will feel comforted, supported, and challenged to grow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Kingdom Healing for Daily Living. Today we are going to be discussing kingdom concepts. Before we go into what we're going to discuss and talk about today, we're going to again welcome you. We are so excited and delighted that you have made this another part of your listening pleasure, another time that you have decided to listen to us. We're excited. We're excited that you are here. We're excited that you are listening. We're going to pray a special prayer for you right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our listening audience. We pray, oh God, that we say something that will grant peace, Lord, something that will cause joy, something that will cause someone to be redevelop their commitment. Someone, Lord God, will persevere, that you will protect somebody with the confidence that they have in the blessed word of God. We're excited. We are delighted that you have caused us this time to come together and be with each other. So as we are praying, we're praying for that household. We're praying for that finances. We're praying for that marriage. We're praying, God, for the one that is sick, afflicted in their bodies, and we bless you for it and thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Once again, we are saying welcome. I know we probably even said it three times, but you know from, I guess, me saying it, that I am super excited and delighted that you are a part of this program. What we're going to talk about today is going to be a little different. We are going to take a pause with the interviews. We will be back at it on next week. But today we want to talk about kingdom concepts. I want to be very clear, as crystal clear as possible, in regards to the purpose of this podcast, these episodes. These episodes, we went from, again, the journey from being hurt to healed. Those of you that noticed my little artwork, you see that that's still stated on the information, kind of like let people know about the podcast. However, we went on that journey. Some might be still on that journey. But what we want to do is we talk about kingdom healing for daily living, which is healing constantly. And we have to live daily. We're living daily. We're right now in the midst of whatever we're in the middle of. We're active. Some of you are driving. Some of you are probably cooking, doing something. I hope nobody's just sitting, just looking. I hope you're doing, you know, you're dual tasking. However, if you're just listening, meditating, it's caught you at the end of the night, and you just want to chill with the music, with what I'm saying, fine. We want to focus on the kingdom. We're going to talk about the kingdom. But before we talk about the kingdom, well, let's talk about that first. Let's say the king. Kingdom principle of kings, first of all, is this. And you know, a king has to have a kingdom in order to be considered a king. So the kingdom principle of kings is the king is the central component of a kingdom and embodies the essence of the kingdom. So what we're talking about when we're talking about kingdom healing, we're talking about this king that has come with healing in his wings. This king that has created solutions for our negative pollution. That's what we're referring to. So we want to be as crystal clear as possible. The king is the ultimate source of authority in the kingdom, and through his authority establishes his kingdom. So as we're talking about this heavenly kingdom that has come to earth, remember Jesus saying, praying that prayer, thy kingdom come as it is in heaven on earth. That's what we're saying. As we are the individuals that we are, and as we are moving like we're moving, what we want to be able to do is demonstrate the kingdom of heaven on earth. That's where the daily living comes in at, because what we're doing is we need the healing because of the thoughts that have caused us to be conditioned and lose our rightful position as far as those change agents. We are supposed to be the change agents. I'm always thinking about, when I think about a change agent, I'm thinking about a catalyst. Catalyst is something that does not change regardless to what is happening around it. So when we bring kingdom healing to our daily living, we're actually the catalyst, the change agent that is changing things that's around us. And because we've been conditioned, we need that healing. We need to be able to deal with the triggers that are coming to cause us to think like we used to think. So in this kingdom, the sovereignty of the king is inherent in his royal authority, his authority. Here is some unique qualities about a king. Think about this. A king is never voted into power. So the King of Kings has not been voted into power. He is the power, and he is in power. And he wants to give us power to overpower that which has caused us every hour to feel like we have no power. That's where a person with hopelessness issues come in at. They feel like they have no power to change the situation. But kingdom healing for your daily living, your daily thinking, is coming to you right now to say to you that once you accept the key to get you into this kingdom, your life changes. And you need that healing because, again, we're thinking, we're concentrating. I often state it, and I said it on my last episode where I had put in the writing part of it about the way that we have to watch our thoughts, because they become our words. And if you paid attention to what the speaker said last time, it said that I have to speak what it is that these principles, this kingdom, I have to speak it, because if we watch in our thoughts, they become our words, and our words become our actions. So how we're acting is how we're going to perform in the storm. Do I need to say it again so somebody can say, well, what did he just say? Well, we have to watch our words because we're speaking it. Our words is going to dictate our actions. Our actions is going to demonstrate how we perform in the storm. Oh, that's one reason why the Bible says, be ye transformed and not conformed to this world. That's where the kingdom is coming in at. So as we continue to focus on this, we know that the kingdom, the sovereign king, never voted into power. Authority is by birthright. That's one reason why we saw this awesome display of gifts. And as we read the Bible and we see how Jesus came into the world with all the kings giving him recognition, except for the crooked king. That story can be found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. A king cannot be voted out of power. So regardless to what the individuals in power in this world is doing, you cannot vote the king out of power. King's word is law in his territory. We'll come back to that one. A king personally owns everything in his domain. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So I want you to understand today that this kingdom healing has come your way. Kingdom healing for your daily activities. A decree of the king is unchanging. The king chooses who will be a citizen of his kingdom. I believe right now, through my faith and my confidence in God, that the Lord wants you to be a part of this kingdom because you're tired, you're hurt, you're frustrated. I'm praying that I'll be able to strategically find a niche of people that are hurt, that are frustrated, tired of the same old, same old. And if that's you, the king is choosing you right now to become a citizen of his kingdom. The king is choosing, is knocking on your heart of your door, the heart, and saying, hey, let me in. You done let all this other stuff in and you didn't win. Think about that. You done let so much in and you didn't win. So today the king knocks on your heart. Today the king said, I give you the king, the keys to my kingdom. How do you get these keys? Glad you asked. Through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the entryway into the kingdom. Now, of course, we're still on this earth, but we're bringing kingdom concepts, which concepts is a plan or intention. The Lord's plan and intention was for us to enjoy paradise, but we chose what was not nice. We chose disobedience. Now we're self-indulged into nothing. Think about it. So selfish. This world is so selfish. Why are we having this war in Ukraine? A selfish dictator, I would say, decide, I want that country. Not listening to the cries of the world saying, leave them alone, don't do that. That's not a way to keep the democracy or peace in the region. You unstabilize the region, unstabilize the world because of selfishness, self-indulgence into nothing. What is that going to get us? Chaos, confusion. So here, the king comes with his purpose, his intent to give us confidence, to give us protection against the 80% of negativity that they say, if we're not careful, circulates through our mind. So here, the king intent, his intention is to empower us to persevere through those things that bring the tear. But it's okay, because the pain is letting us know, I'm going to get closer to the king to help me deal with the way I've been conditioned, because I might be looking at something bad and not understanding it's good for me. In a sense that it's good for me to get closer to the king, and it's the joy that he's going to bring. Yes, the situation is not favorable. Yes, it's undesirable. Yes, it is something you might not even have control over. So I'll be very careful with that one. But I'm here to tell you that in this process of understanding kingdom concepts, it's time to get you out the mess. Purpose, the king, is to commit his love to you. That's what it's all about, love. Loving you to the point that he wants to give you the joy that's necessary and needed so you can deal with this stuff that has come to cause so much confusion and chaos in your life. We're going to pray, and we want you to be encouraged. Want you to understand that the kingdom has come to you. Do not deny the kingdom. Do not say to yourself, I don't need it. You don't need that pain. You don't need that hurt. You don't need those tears. However, this is the year for us to be very clear that we're going for it. We're going to win. Our joy is not going to end. I'm talking to you. Yes, you. Yes, you've been perplexed. Yes, you've been compromised. You've been surprised. You thought it was going to go one way, but didn't. So now let's allow the king concepts to change the way we've been thinking, what we've been doing, and how we've been growing. I wanted to stop my interviews to make that very clear, that crystal clear, that as we move on, we're talking about these individuals that are coming on. Well, I want you to know that it is to show you the intention of the king to heal, to reveal, not to conceal, not to play with your emotions, not to run you down the play peekaboo like I do with my grandchildren. Yes, I have grandchildren. That's not the intent. The intent is for you to be purposeful with the kingdom coming to a devastated, jacked up lifestyle and God returning your smile. Let me be very clear and crystal clear again. If you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, that is the way into the kingdom. being baptized in his name, being filled with his spirit, being filled with his spirit. I know that's so much controversy these days. Filled with his spirit helps you to overpower that which has overpowered you. So we're not about debating on here. We're just about introducing you to it. You can take it, run with it. But I guarantee you one thing. As you're running, there are some situations that are running with you. That's what I'm about on this program. Helping you to understand that you can be in command. You can command that thing to come out your house. You can command that thing to get right with your marriage. You can command that thing to get right with your finances. Oh yes, I'm doing it right now with the finances. So if somebody want to help us, give us a love offering, hey, Cash App is going to be on the bottom of my excerpt about the thing. So hey, you have not because you ask not. There you go. Bless a brother. But for the rest of us, we want you to realize and understand that the power can be in your hand. You don't have to continue that way. You don't have to let the no stop your flow, stop you from growing. So with that being said, we got a lot more for you. We don't want to run beyond the time that we mentioned. We want to talk about the YouTube channel for Sandra E. Rump Jackson. Want to make sure that you are a part of that. Not only the YouTube channel, but she has I will have her specific page on Facebook that you can go on and be a bless and be blessed or be a blessing, either or. Then we have my cousin that you heard the other week in regards to the Kingdom Thoughts. That's Etanya Carter. Etanya Carter Ministries. She was sharing that with us last week. So you want to make sure that you listen in. Listen in. Be blessed. She has some very soothing music with scriptures. Then we have those that might be like me. Sometimes you just want to sit back and enjoy the music. Well, we have www.tjconnor.com. You want to check him out. He was a part of a very important beginning for us. Then we have, of course, the Shackley products. Want to make sure that you are taking your assessments. That's what I have been told to say, because we want to not just take vitamins and nutrients. We want to know what are we taking a vitamin and nutrients for. You get 773-972-6186. She will help you with any of your health supplement needs. No, she's not a doctor, but she's a nutritionist that can help you as you try, as we live our best lives. Also, we want to make mention of the fact and keep us in prayer. We have something coming your way. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And it's entitled Spiritual Fathers. I want you to tell all the fathers that you know, dads that's out there, got something coming down the pipe. We want you to be a part of it. You've been such a wonderful audience. So we have something coming soon. And so be on the listening for that. And then we want you to make sure that you're visiting thegatherite.org. Let us pray, and we will make sure that you are blessed continuously through your day. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for our audience. We thank you, Lord, for those that are a part of us, that have been a part of us. We pray they tell a friend, they tell a neighbor. They even, Lord, you work with their hearts, Lord, in regards to even investing into what we're doing for the kingdom. We have not because we ask not. We just pray right now, Lord, that you would have your way. You would bless today, tonight, whenever this podcast, find them wherever they're at. In Jesus' name, we send word to their situation, and we'll bless you for it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. All right. See you on the next episode. Remember to tell somebody that you love them and there's nothing they can do about it. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Cause the battle is not Jesus.
It's not about me. This is not my home. And everything's spiritual. Yes, it's all spiritual. Help me to see that I don't belong here. 'Cause I am spiritual. You make me spiritual.
Let's go. Did it cost you?
How much was the price for you to live your best life? Tell me, did you lose much more than you gained?
So
over and over and over again.
Speak to yourself.
Remind yourself when your flesh wants to win.
It's not about me.
It's not about me.
Father,
this is not my home. And everything's spiritual. Yes, it's all spiritual.
Yes, God.
Help me to see.